章。
哥林多前书十二章。十二章的三十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 31. I earnestly desire the best gifts, and I show you a more excellent way.
啊，这个地方啊，保罗勉励我们大家要求那更大的恩赐。
In this verse, Paul encouraged all of us to seek the more, to seek the best gift.
啊，在二十七节里面。
In verse 27,
说你们就是基督的身体。
Now you are the body of Christ.
然后各自做肢体。
And members individually.
所以每一个信徒就是教会这个耶稣的身体的一部分。
So every member is part of the body of Christ inside church.
那我们常常会感觉到，身体每一部分都是有用的。
And oftentimes, we feel that every part of our body is useful.
一个健康的身体，每一部分都有它的功用。
For a healthy body, every part of the body has its function.
因为神造这个身体很奇妙。
Because God had created, very miraculously created our body.
在二十八节开始，就是在教会里面有几个比较很重要的恩赐。
And verse 28 describes a few more important gifts inside church.
第一个就是使徒。
The first is apostles.
第二个就是先知。
The second is prophets.
第三个就是教师。
And third, teachers.
第四个是行异能的。
And after that, miracles.
再者来是得恩赐医病的。
And the gifts of healings.
再来是帮助人的。
Helps.
然后治理事的。
Administrations.
然后说方言。
And varieties of tongues.
所以他照这个恩赐这样排下来。
So these are the gifts that's listed here.
那有时候我们常常在看这些我们就觉得说，我也不是使徒，我也不是先知，我也不是教师。
And sometimes when we read this list, we think to ourselves that we are not apostles, nor prophets, nor teachers.
我也不能行异能，我也没有办法医病。
I have no ability to perform miracles or have the gifts of healing.
那好像我在教会什么都不是。
It seems like I have nothing in church.
那到底我要怎么办？
So what should I do?
那既然教会里面每个人都要有用，那我要怎么办？
So if everyone should be useful inside church, then what should I do?
所以三十一节说要切求更大的恩赐。
So verse 31 says, but earnestly desire the best gifts.
这里讲你们就是保罗写给哥林多教会，就是教会每一个人都可以求的恩赐。
And here Paul is writing to the entire church in Corinth, so he's saying that every member could ask for the best gifts.
那这是更大的。
This is the best.
那这个更大的恩赐是什么？
So what is this best gift?
那下面一句说，我现在把最妙的道指示你们。
And in second half of verse 31 says, and yet I will show you a more excellent way.
那接下去从十三章开始。
And starting in verse 13,
从第一节一直到第七节，到第八节。
From verse 1 through verse 8,
其实他就是在讲爱。
Here, Paul is describing love.
所以这个最妙的道就是爱。
So the more excellent way is love.
那更大的恩赐就是爱。
The best gifts is love.
所以在教会里面没有一个人说我没有用。
So no one in church can say that they have no use.
那有时候我们好像说年纪大了，我在教会要做什么？
But sometimes when we get older, we'll think, what can I still do in church?
如果我们有那更大的恩赐，就是有爱，在教会就可以发挥功用。
If we have this this best gift that is we have love, then we can do a lot in church.
能够透过教会给信徒很多的温暖。
So through the church, we can bring a lot of warmth to the members.
所以有一个姐妹在提到她的妹妹很少来教会。
So one of the sisters mentioned that her sister doesn't come to church often.
但是教会有一个老姐妹给她很温暖。
But one of the older sisters in church give her a lot of warmth.
每次见面就给问安。
every time they see each other, she will ask how she's doing.
然后就邀请到她家坐坐。
And invite her over to her home to visit.
吃个便饭。
To have a meal.
那虽然这个姐妹年纪也有一点年纪。
Even though the sister is a bit older.
哦，这个小姐妹大概可以当她的孙子。
And this younger sister might be young enough to be her grandson.
哦，但是给她很多的温暖。
But she gave her a lot of warmth.
哦，那这个就是恩赐。
But this is a gift.
哦，所以每个人都可以有这个恩赐。
So everyone can have this gift.
哦，就是最有最妙的道，就是有爱。
This is the more excellent way, that is to have love.
好，那接下去从十三章第一节就开始在讲爱的重要性。
So starting from chapter 13, verse 1, it describes the importance of love.
哦，我们来看十三章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
这里说我能够说万人的方言啊。
Though I speak with the tongues of men,
但是如果没有爱
，but if I have not love,
我就成了明德罗想的拔一样。
That have become sounding brass and clanging cymbal.
这里讲啊，这个锣跟拔啊，你一敲它会发响声。
These brass and cymbal, once you hit them, they will make a loud sound.
它是有响声，但是那个声音本身没有什么意义。
They do make sound, but the sound has no meaning.
那我们人跟人交通啊，需要能够讲对方讲的话。
And when we communicate with each other, we have to speak words for other people.
比方说，大家都讲英文，我们就可以用英文来交通。
For example, if we all speak English, then we can communicate in English.
那说万人的方言，就是表示啊，我们懂得了很多语言，懂得很跟人怎么来交谈，建立关系。
And to speak with the tongues of men means that we know many different languages, and we are able to speak with many people and communicate with them.
这个本身也是恩赐。
And so that in itself is a gift.
因为有时候我们见到人不想跟他讲什么。
Sometimes when we see another person, we don't know what to say.
不是不想跟他讲话，就不晓得要讲什么。
It's not that we're not willing to talk with them, but we do not know what to say.
但是有的人他就很有恩赐，见到什么人他都可以跟他讲话。
But some people have the gift of talking to other people. They can have talks with anyone.
哎，像这样的恩赐也是很值得羡慕了。
So this is also an admirable gift.
但是即使有这种恩赐，可以跟每个人交通。
Even though you have the gift of being able to communicate with everyone.
但是如果内心没有爱。
But if you have no love inside of you.
到最后这个恩赐也算不了什么。
At the end, this gift does not mean much.
也就是说，没有办法成就什么目的。
It's a gift that cannot accomplish much.
就成了明的罗想了，把它想一想，过去就好，也没有办法对那个人产生什么影响，也没有办法对我们自己有什么好处。
It becomes like brass and cymbals. After you make a noise and it's done, you do not affect the other person much, and you do not edify yourself either.
好，那我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
好，请读。
2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
这里讲啊，如果我能够做先知讲道，
Here it says, if I have the gift of prophecy,
也明白各样的奥秘，
and understand all mysteries and all knowledge,
知识
and knowledge,
但是没有爱算不了什么。
But if I have not love, then I'm nothing.
这个新约时代的做先知跟旧约时代不一样。
So the prophets in the New Testament are different from the prophets of the Old Testament.
旧约时代没有圣经。
In the Old Testament, they do not have the Bible.
所以神就设立一种工人叫做先知。
So God has established a type of worker called prophets.
那神会把他的旨意告诉那个先知。
So God would relay his message to the prophets.
有时候是借着异象，有时候是借着异梦，有时候是神直接告诉他。
Sometimes through visions, sometimes through dreams, and sometimes through God talking directly to the prophets.
或者神用一个意念、一个默示来感动他。
Or God would compel them or give them inspiration to speak.
然后他就到处去传神的话。
So they will go out and preach the words of God.
这个叫先知。
these are prophets.
那新约时代的先知是什么？
So who are the prophets in the New Testament?
神的旨意都隐藏在圣经里面。
So God's will is already all recorded in the Bible.
那圣灵帮助我们明白神的话。
So the Holy Spirit help us understand the words of God.
对，一个人如果被圣灵充满，常常去读圣经，思想神的话，他就能够对神认识更清楚。
So if a person is filled with the Holy Spirit and they often read the Bible and contemplate the words of God, then they can understand God more.
然后他就可以到处去传讲神的旨意。
And they can go out and preach the words of God.
所以在新约时代，这个做先知后面这里就有加一个讲道，就是等于讲道。
In New Testament it says to give prophecy and preach, and so to be a prophet is to preach the gospel, the word of God.
但是如果没有爱
，It says if you do not have love,
啊，也没有办法做什么。
Then you cannot accomplish anything.
因为我们看圣经里面最感动人的讯息是什么？
So what is the most moving message in the Bible?
就是爱。
That is love.
啊，主耶稣对人的爱。
That's the love of Lord Jesus Christ towards people.
哦，所以人能够被改变，是因为透过我们的讯息，让人感受到神的爱。
So people can only change through God's love. That's related through our message.
所以如果只会讲到，内心没有爱，这个就缺乏感动的力量。
So if you can only if you share a message but without love in your heart, then you do not have this power to move people.
这个跟在学校上课传授知识没有什么不同。
Then it's no different from just teaching knowledge in school.
所以圣经才说，师父有一万，做父亲的却不多。
And the Bible says that there are thousands of teachers, but not many fathers.
那这个有什么差别？
But what's the difference?
就是父母亲对自己子女讲的话都是出于爱。
Because everything that parents said to their children are out of love.
所以如果没有爱，
So if there's no love,
我们懂得很多属灵的知识，我们有讲道的恩赐，也没有办法做什么。
Even if we have a lot of spiritual knowledge and we're able to preach, then even then we cannot accomplish much.
那我们再看十三章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 2.
下半句。
Second half of verse 2.
这里说有全备的信心叫我能够移山，却没有爱就算不了什么。
Though I have all faith that I could move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
圣经说，信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
The Bible says that miracles and wonders will follow those who believe.
就是医病赶鬼、说新方言，很多的事情会发生。
There will be a lot of healings and casting out of demons and speaking in tongues.
那为什么说信如果甚至能够移山，没有爱算不了什么。
What is Paul said that I have a faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing.
因为信心加上爱心才会等于盼望。
Because you have to add love to faith to have hope.
信心没有爱心还是没有盼望。
A faith without love does not have hope.
我相信耶稣是救主。
I believe our Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
我相信独一的真神。
I believe the only true God.
他什么都可以做。
I can do all things.
我相信真耶稣教会是得意的教会。
I believe that true church is the only true church.
我都信。
I believe all of this.
但是我也不爱神，我也不爱人。
But then if I do not love God and I do not love people,
还是没有盼望。
There is still no hope.
所以只有信，没有爱，还是没有盼望。
If you have faith, but without love, then you still have no hope.
所以圣经里面在讲将来的审判。
So when Bible describes our judgment day,
他说山羊跟绵羊要分开。
So the sheep and the goats will be separated.
那个绵羊要进到永生。
The sheep were to enter into eternal life.
那山羊要进到永火里面。
And the goats will enter into eternal fire.
那这个分别的标准是什么？
What is the standard to separate them?
就是爱。
That is love.
所以信心加上爱神爱人，我们就会有盼望。
So with faith, and then we love God and we love people, then we have hope.
所以只有信本身啊, 还是算不了什么。
So if you only have faith, then that's not enough.
啊, 因此有信很好, 但是还要再追求爱。
So it is good to have faith, but we also must pursue love.
哦, 圣经整个教训就是在讲爱。
So the all teaching of the Bible is about love.
十条诫命在讲什么?
What is the Ten Commandments?
就是在讲爱。
It's love.
前面四条爱神。
The first four commandments is about loving God.
后面六条爱人。
And the last six commandments are about loving people.
那为什么现在的人十条诫命越来越难守?
Why is it that it's harder and harder for people to keep the Ten Commandments now?
到最后就是因为我们爱不够。
It's because we do not have enough love.
如果够。 前面四条就不困难。
If we have enough love, then it is not difficult for us to keep the first four commandments.
后面六条也不困难。
It will also be easy for us to keep the last six commandments.
那这个神的话是两刃的利剑。
God's word is a two-edged sword.
一方面神的话就是道，要引导我们回到神的身旁。
So one aspect of God's word is to lead us back into His kingdom.
所以主耶稣说，你如果遵守我的话，我就要与你同在。
So Lord Jesus says that if you follow my commandments, then I'll abide with you.
怎么跟神相亲?
So how do we draw closer to God?
我们调整自己越来越跟圣经的教训一样。
We have to adjust ourselves to be more and more like what the Bible teaches.
那神就越来越与我们同在。
Then God will be more and more close to us.
所以这个神的话是很有功效的。
So God's words are powerful.
但是从应方面来讲,
But from the other aspects,
如果神的话我们没有做,
If we do not follow the words of God,
主耶稣说, 我讲的话, 将来要成为审判的标准。
Lord Jesus said that my words would become a standard for judgment.
所以, 没有爱, 虽然有信心, 还是没有盼望。
So faith without love is without hope.
下面就比较难了解了。
And the following part is harder to understand.
我们看, 哥林多前书13章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第三节,
Verse 3, And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
这里说,我将所有的救济人,又舍身叫人焚烧, 没有爱,我仍然无益。 怎么有可能一个人救济穷人, 难道甚至舍身叫人焚烧,没有爱呢?
How is it possible for someone to give all their goods to feed the poor and give their body to be burned, but still have no love?
Yeah, 一个最容易了解的就是政治家。
The most easy example to understand are the politicians.
他要人能够认识他。
They want people to know them.
他要人能够支持他。
They want people to support them.
他要人能够觉得, 他是好人。
They want people to other people think that they're good people.
所以他能够救济。
So they feed the poor.
而且他也能够做很多的善事。
They do a lot of good deeds.
但是他做善事最后的目的。
But the true motivation behind their good deeds.
是他有一个目的在里面。
That they have ulterior motive.
那个目的是以自己为中心的。
This ulterior motive is self-centered.
所以这个不叫做爱。
So this is not love.
因此这样就算不了什么。
So then it is nothing.
所以有爱的动作, 但是目的如果因为有我们自己隐藏的目的在里面, 这个也算不了什么。
So if we have the action of love, but our motive is selfish, then this is still nothing.
所以我们就知道爱非常的重要。
So we know that love is very important.
没有爱, 一切都算不了什么。
Without love, Everything is nothing.
圣经里面说我们行事为人要与基督的恩来相称。
And the Bible tells us that we have to be worthy of God's grace.
这个不容易再做到。
This is not easy to do.
我们看哥林多, 帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章
2 Thessalonians chapter 1
第五节
Verse 5
这一节 我们再 再换另外一节哈，哥罗西书第一章第十节。
Let's turn instead to Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God.
如果我们看英文叫 worthy of the Lord, 就是说英文叫对得其主。那如果用英文翻过来就是说在神面前有价值。
Yes, we have to have worth in front of God.
那什么叫做在神面前有价值？就要称要东西来称
So how do we have worth in front of God? That is, we have to be evaluated. We have to be weighted.
那有一个天平，我们人的心里面有一个天平，神的心也有一个天平。
We all have a scale inside our hearts, but God also has a scale.
那什么叫做属灵人？
Who is a spiritual person?
属灵人就是他内心的天平跟神的天平一样，这个叫做属灵。
A spiritual person means that his scale inside his heart is the same as God's scale.
但是这个非常难。
But this is very difficult.
人有一个天平在量，这个人重量多少？
We have a scale to weigh other people to see how much other people are worth.
然后我们才决定要怎么来对待那个人。
Then we determine how we should treat this person.
那神有一个天平。
But God also has a scale.
那我们信耶稣以后。
After we believe in God,
这个天平的一端就是放神给我们的救恩。
On one side of the scale is God's salvation.
那救恩是什么？救恩是主耶稣的宝血完成的。
The salvation is accomplished by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣的生命。
This is the life of Jesus Christ.
那这边就是我们本身的生活。
And the other side is our lives.
那我们知道神跟人这是不对等的。
And we know that we cannot possibly compare with God.
所以这个怎么能够弄到这个天平去平衡呢？
So how is it possible that we can balance the scale?
差不多是不可能的。
It is impossible.
所以圣经说，人的义在神面前都是污秽的。
And so Bible tells us that the righteousness of men is all filth in front of God.
人的好在神面前都变成不好。
And all the the goodness of human beings is nothing in front of God.
那所以这个要怎么让它平衡？
So how can you balance the scale?
那就是要我们这一边把神放进来。
And as we have to put God on our side.
那这样这个天平就平衡了。
Then we're able to balance the scale.
那这个叫做行事为人对得起神。
This means that in our deeds we are worthy of God.
那我们这边要怎么把神放进来？
So how do we put God on our side?
所以这个哥罗西书第一章第九节就是要在属灵智慧物上满心知道神的旨意。
Verse 9 says that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
然后第十节行事为人就能够对得起神。
Verse 10 says that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
那神的旨意是什么？
So what is the will of God?
就诫命归结到最后就是两条。
So the sum of the commandments are two.
第一条就是爱神。
The first is to love God.
第二条就是爱人。
The second is to love your neighbor.
这个就是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
所以如果我们爱神爱人，我们这边有神放进来，重量就增加。
So if we love God and we love our neighbors, then we can have God on our side and we can weight more.
所以在人看来。
So in the eyes of people,
我们以前有读过耶利米书第九章。
We have read before in Jeremiah chapter 9.
人夸口什么？
What can men boast?
智慧。
They boast about wisdom.
能力。
Ability.
财富。
Their wealth.
这个是人在衡量一个人有没有重量。
This is how human beings judge one another whether they're how much they're worth.
但是神怎么衡量我们？
But how does God judge us?
神衡量我们就是我们这一边有没有神的成分在里面。
God judges us by seeing whether we have God with us.
因此，人要把神被神的爱充满，这样被来爱神爱人，这个人在神面前才是有分量的。
For a person must be filled with the love of God and be able to love God and love their neighbors. Only so can he have weight in front of God.
所以为什么爱这么重要?
So why is love so important?
没有爱我们都算不了什么。
Without God, we are nothing.
没有爱我们人的天平是不平衡的。
Without love, our skill can never be balanced.
也就是说我们的生活是跟神没有办法对称的。
That is, we can never balance our lives with God.
在神的面前我们是一个没有价值的人。
In front of God, we are worthless.
所以爱非常的重要。
So God, love is very important.
好，那到底爱是什么？
So what is love?
我们现在回来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的13章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. Verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself.
So 所以有时候我们常常讲什么叫做有爱心呢?
So what does it mean to have love?
一个最容易了解的就是别人经济有困难拿一些钱来帮助他。
The most easy to understand example is when we see someone in need and we help them with money.
如果是这样子有时候我们发现教会你要爱人没有机会因为大家生活都过得去。
And if you think this way, sometimes you feel like it's difficult to love others in church because everyone seems to be doing okay.
那我们看这个社会上在描写的爱跟圣经讲的爱也不一样。
But the love that's described in this world is different from the love that's described in the Bible.
所以什么叫做爱?
What is love?
圣经说, 神的爱具体的显明就是主耶稣。
The Bible says that the manifestation of God's love is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书里面啊, 一谈到神的爱, 他就说耶稣来世界上为救我们。
So in Romans it says that God so loved the world that he sent Lord Jesus Christ to this earth to save us.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以神变成人, 把神的爱很生活化的, 很具体的把它显明出来。
So God became human being to manifest his love very concretely.
所以有时候我们在讲什么叫做爱?
So what is love?
生活跟主耶稣一样, 就是有爱心。
To live a life like Lord Jesus Christ, then you have love.
生活跟主耶稣不一样, 就是没有爱心, 就是这么简单。
So if your love is different from Lord Jesus Christ, then you do not have love.
我们做主耶稣所做的。
So we do what Lord Jesus Christ did.
不做主耶稣所不做的。
So we refrain from anything Lord Jesus Christ did not do.
那这个叫做有爱心了。
That is to have love.
所以对基督徒来讲, 要了解爱不困难。
So for Christians to understand love, it's actually not that difficult.
因为神的爱具体表现就是主耶稣。
Because the manifestation of God's love is Lord Jesus Christ.
那接下去他就讲说, 爱是恒久的忍耐又有恩慈。
And it says love suffers long and is kind.
这个两句话要并在一起讲。
But these two has to be put together.
恒久的忍耐。
To suffer long.
我们一直在想哦, 什么叫做忍耐?
What does it mean to endure?
如果我们看中文很难了解。
It's hard to understand from the Chinese.
但是有时候看英文很容易了解。
But in English it's more easy to understand.
Long suffering. 就是说, 能够受苦很久, 这个叫做爱。
It's to be able to suffer for a long time.
那什么叫做没有爱?
So what does it mean to not have love?
就没有办法受苦。
That is, you're not able to suffer.
那什么叫做爱只有一点点?
What does it mean to have only a little bit of love?
就是只能受苦一小小的时间。
That is, you can only suffer for a very short time.
所以有时候我们常常想啊, 为什么现在人的婚姻啊, 好像很脆弱, 很容易破裂。
But sometimes we observe that the marriage of today seems very fragile and very easy to break.
如果我们用这句话来对照, 我们就知道了。
If you look at this verse, then we know.
爱就是能够恒久的受苦。
Love is suffers long.
所以, 我们结婚的目的大部分一般人都是为着快乐。
Most people marry for happiness.
那有一天呢, 如果受苦比快乐多,
if one day there is more suffering than happiness,
可能还能够忍受一段时间,
maybe you can endure for some time,
再下去就忍不下去。
But there will be a point where you cannot suffer any longer.
那忍不下去, 婚姻就会发生问题。
So when you can no longer suffer, then you have a problem in your marriage.
哦，所以为什么说哦，一个有信仰的人婚姻是很稳固的？
So why do we say that a person with faith will have a very stable marriage?
啊，因为有信仰的人，他有神的爱在里面。
Because the person with faith, they have the love of God inside of them.
哦，那在主耶稣的身上，我们就看到是恒久的忍耐。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, we can see that He suffers long.
哦，所以这个婚姻就不会破裂。
And you can suffer long, then the marriage will not break apart.
因为他是恒久的忍耐。
Because he, this marriage is long suffering.
啊，不但是忍耐，又有恩慈。
But not only long suffering, but also kind.
第一个不简单了，忍耐本身已经不简单了。
To be long suffering is already difficult.
啊，那第二个又有恩慈，这个更不简单。
But it's also kind. This is also very difficult.
这真的是做得到，这个跟主耶稣一样。
If you can do this, then you can become like Christ.
那如果真的做得到，婚姻不会有问题。
If you can really do this, then you have no problems in your marriage.
就好像我们过去见证了好几次。
In the past, we have testified many times.
有一个姐妹，她的先生有外遇。
There's this one sister whose husband had an extramarital affair.
那个外遇的对象是一个年轻人。
And this, he had an affair with a younger woman.
而且那个先生已经搬出去跟对方住在一起了。
And this husband had already moved out and lived with this younger woman.
这个如果现在这个社会，这个没有希望了。
And in today's society, usually there's no hope for this marriage.
我们常常看到一搬出去再搬回来，差不多没有。
We have never seen an example where the husband leaves their house and then move back in.
那这个姐妹怎么办？
So what did the sister do?
她很爱她先生。
She loves her husband.
她希望她先生能够来得到信仰。
She hopes that her husband can receive the faith.
所以她每天早上进食祷告。
So every morning she fasted and prayed.
为什么？
Why?
就是爱。
Out of love.
你的先生跑去有外遇，这个已经很难受了。
It's also already very difficult for her husband to have an affair.
但是她能够很忍耐。
But she can suffer.
那又有恩慈，为她先生祷告。
And she's also kind that she was willing to pray for her husband.
进食祷告。
To fast and pray.
流泪祷告。
She cry in her prayer.
哎，神迹发生了。
And a miracle happened.
过了两年了。
After 2 years,
她先生又搬回来了。
The husband moved back home.
就跟那个切断了，搬回来。
He ended his relationship with the mistress.
那搬回来以后，跟他到教会来慕道。
And after he moved back, he came start to seek the truth in church.
那以后得圣灵。
And receive the Holy Spirit.
每天受洗。
And receive baptism.
现在每个礼拜六都来聚会。
And now every week he comes to service.
那为什么这个婚可以挽回过来？先生可以来得到救恩。
How is it that this marriage can be saved and the husband can receive salvation?
就是因为恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
This is because it's, she was long suffering and is kind.
又有恩慈。
And is kind.
如果这个太太没有爱。
So if this wife has no love.
这个早就结束了。
This marriage will be long over.
那主耶稣对人也是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
And Lord Jesus is also long-suffering and kind towards us.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章第一节。
John 13, verse 1.
请读。
John 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world unto to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
这个约翰十三章是在讲洗脚礼。
And John chapter 13 is about foot washing.
那洗脚礼的开始是什么？
But what is the beginning of foot washing?
主耶稣的爱。
It is out of the love of Lord Jesus.
他爱属自己的人，爱他们到底。
He loved his own and loved them to the end.
那为什么把洗脚礼跟爱弄在一起呢？
Why does the Bible put love and foot washing together?
如果我们看第十节。
If we look at verse 10.
耶稣说凡洗过澡把脚一洗全身就干净，你们都是干净，然而不都是干净。十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净。所以那个时候耶稣已经知道犹大要卖他。
So at that time, Lord Jesus already knew that Judah would betray him.
要卖30块银子啊，三十块钱啊。
You sell him for 30 pieces of gold.
哦，当然对主耶稣来讲哦，因为犹大出卖他要喝苦杯啊。
And for Lord Jesus Christ, because of this betrayal, he will taste the bitter cup.
以我们现在人讲，早就逃走了。
And for the people today, will probably try to escape already.
啊，如果没有逃走，就想办法先把他对方把他弄掉。
And if we did not escape, we might try to think of ways to get rid of Judah.
哦，但是主耶稣他希望把犹大把他挽回过来。
But Jesus wanted to save Judah.
哦，所以他很忍耐啊。
So he was long suffering.
啊，这个是心里面的受苦。
He was suffering within his heart.
我们所爱的人，你要为他牺牲，要救他，但是他竟然把我们出卖，这个是内心很大的苦难呢。
For us to love someone, to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for them, but for them to turn around and betray us.
难道主耶稣替他洗脚
？This is true suffering, but Jesus still washed his feet.
为什么
？Why？
希望这样来感动他，使他回头。
Jesus was hoping to touch him, to move him, so he would turn around.
那犹大回头对于主耶稣有什么好处
？So what benefit is there to Lord Jesus if Judas turn around?
所以主耶稣爱犹大，完全就是为着犹大的好。
But Jesus loved Judas all for his good.
恒久的忍耐又有恩慈。
He was long suffering and he was kind.
那后来保罗信耶稣以后。
But when Paul believed in Lord Jesus,
他也说：“我从前是罪人，而且我是罪人的头。”
He also said that I used to be a sinner, the chief of sinners.
为什么
？Why?
他带领人逼迫耶稣。
Because he was a lead in persecuting the Christians.
那在提摩太前书里面说，他要在我们身上显明忍耐。
But in First Timothy, he says that God will manifest His long suffering on us.
我们来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书的第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的16节。
Verse 16.
十五十六节，请。
Verse 15 and 16. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am in chief. 16. However, for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life.
所以这里保罗说啊，我是蒙怜悯的。
And here, Paul says that he
16第一句,
obtained mercy.
啊，因为他是罪人的头。
Because he was a chief of sinners.
然后主耶稣要在这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐。
But that in this chief sinner, Jesus Christ might show all long suffering.
所以在保罗的身上啊，主耶稣是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
So on Paul, Lord Jesus Christ has shown long suffering and had mercy.
保罗得救了。
Paul was saved.
在犹大的身上，主耶稣也是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
On Judas, Jesus also showed long suffering and kindness.
但是犹大没有办法感受
，But he could not feel it.
他就一直走了。
He continued to go astray.
所以怎么知道我们有没有爱呢
？So how do we know if we have love?
爱就是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
So love is long suffering and kind.
这样叫做有爱心了。
And this is what it means to have love.
那如果我们用这样来对待别人
，So if we can treat others this way,
神的爱就在我们这一边了。
God's love will be with us.
我们的生活就能够对得起神了。
Then we can be worthy for God.
就是在神面前，我们的生活就是有价值的。
That is, we have value in front of God.
所以这个信仰生活真的是很多需要追求的。
So in our spiritual life, there are many things we must pursue.
使我们变成在神面前有价值的人。
So we can become a person that's worthy in front of God.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
434。
434。